So today's perek in Tanakh is the last perek in Sefer Yehoshua, perek Chof Dalet. So yesterday we learned of the tochacha that Yehoshua gave to everyone right before his death. After all of these years that have passed, nothing much has been done. And he tells them that they've become lax and that if they're not going to do what the Torah demands that they do, they're going to end up sticking with these people around them. They're going to be destroyed. Everything that they had was done not the normal derech ha-teva. And if it's not going to be be'ahava, with total love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dveikut, then nothing's going to happen. In this parak, he takes a very opposite approach. And it's all part of the same days. In other words, he's talking to Yisrael. He initially speaks to them in no particular place. Maybe it was, Shiloh and so on. But it doesn't say that he gathered them anywhere. That's a tremendous difference. I mean, there was no gathering. It was that he spoke to them. And it seems to be something in which they came to him, or he speaks to the people that are in the Bezdin and Shiloh. Here, Vayesof Yehoshua et kol shiftei Yisrael Shechemah. We now have a completely different situation in which, just as Moshe Rabbeinu had his special kach b'maasef et ha-machanot, and here we've never heard about that. Asef everybody, now that everybody has settled down in the Nachala, this is a brand new idea. He's calling everybody together, and of all crazy places, instead of to the one place where we've settled on, which is Shiloh, where the Mishkan Hashem is, of all insane places, he calls them to Shechem. Okay, now Shechem's got all kinds of deep roots. One of them, obviously, in this week's parasha. Mm-hmm. And we'll see that very much this parasha actually consciously parallels that parasha. But one issue was, of course, that this is an assertion of the power of Yosef. Shechem is all about the Mechirat Yosef, and this is going to be the moment that we're told about the burial of Yosef in Shechem. So this is closure, baby, all the way. And of course, Yeshua is from Yosef. So he brings everybody together, all of the Shvatim to Shechem. Vayikra lezikne Yisrael, ulroshav, ulashoftav, ulashotrav, vayityatzvu lifnei ha-Elohim. So apparently they brought the Aron HaBrit here to Shechem. And they all stand in front of God. And of course, that word vayityatzvu is atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lo overchem bebrit Hashem lokechem. Very loaded word. Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'am. We all know these words so well. Every child knows these words so well because they're part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And that's how important they are. In other words, they define for us really the nature of our identity as an am. Ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Be'ever hanahar Yeshua votechem me'olam, terach avi Avraham v'avi Nachor v'yavdu Elohim achirim. V'ekach et avichem et Avraham me'ever hanahar, v'olech oto b'chol eretz kinoan, v'arbe et zar'o v'etem lo et Yitzchak. V'etem lo Yitzchak et Yaakov v'et Esav, v'etem lo Esav et Ar-Segir l'reshet oto, v'yaakov v'vanav yardu Mitzrayim. We are now talking about something entirely different than we talked about before. We are talking about the vision of the present of Eretz Yisrael, the nature of Yerusha itself. Until now, we were talking about the practicalities and the realities and the chiyuvim of the Torah to be Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. And the history is not part of it. The ultimate plan is not part of it. The question is, you're relating to God, you'll be able to maintain your connection, or you're not relating to God, you won't be able to maintain it, you're not going to be able to be just passive, it's got to be with a lot of love. And great. No history. The history is not important. If we're going to talk history, we're going to go to Shechem, first place that Avraham Avinu came in, the Mokum of the Chaluk of the Malchus in the future, the selling of Yosef, the place where the questions of what tear us apart from each other or bring us together come to the fore. And we're going to talk history. And the history is not going to talk about Torah. I'm not going to mention Torah. I'm not going to mention mitzvahs. We're talking about something above Torah, mitzvahs. The Torah was only there for this, to give you the right to Eretz Yisrael, and Kayag Marasa V'Gid Le'amo, and I feel that you don't really understand what's going on. So, first of all, you have to know, Esav went straight to our Seir, and he did that this week's parsha. Mipnei Yaakov Achiv. I'm not interested in going through hell. Anybody that goes to Israel goes through hell. That's the promise to Avram. Yadoa teda, ki ger yarzaracha, then it's emach, ashecha, gedol, and forget about it.
Who needs it?
And I'll leave. I'm happy to leave. You take care of it. And so right away he goes down, and in fact, what is the parallel to Esav's going to our Seir? Yaakov and his children going down for centuries to Mitzrayim. Great parallel. And even when we talked about Avraham, notice the word va'arbed zaro. Doesn't say va'arbed, leaves out the hay, which means va'arev. I fought his children. That's Rashi says the pshat. Ay, 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 you should only know what he went through until we got that. The nisyanus, the problems, the akedah, it was hell. It was all hell from the beginning. Esav, everything was great. He aced all the way through and went straight to Har Seir. No problem. And then Veshlach Boshevet Aaron Vegofet Mitzrayim Kasher Asiti Bikir Bo. Look, you know, then we had this little bit of a tiff over there with Paro. We had to take care of him. Ve'acharot Seiti Etchem. Ve'otzi Et Avotech Mitzrayim V'tavo Ayama. Then you came to the Yam. Ve'yidifu Mitzrayim Acharei Avotechem Berechev V'rufo Hashim Yam Tzuf. And then it was like all over, except Vayitzakuel Adonai. Vayasem ma'afel b'nechem, a completely different vision of the Yam Suf. I mean, yeah, we heard in the Yam Suf that there was the Anan that came between, it was Cheshchev. Here, that's the whole point. I made that mist between you, and that was the difference. B'nechem u'b'n ha'mitzrim, you know, if we're talking about goy mikar of goy, if we're talking about, forget about goy mikar of goy mitzrayim. We have to understand you started off as a bunch of Terach Avi Avram, a bunch of idiots, Kofrim, Yoshrim, and had nothing, no idea what you were doing. This, as we darshan in the Haggadah, in the Braita, this is Arami Oved Avi. In other words, like Yoshua says, Arami Oved Avi means Oved is lost. These people were lost. They had no idea what they were doing. And that was the first Goy Miker of Goy. I chose that. And I brought him, took him all around Eretz Canaan, so that it should be easier for you to take possession. To come all around Eretz Canaan. And that was what it was all about. And Eretz Canaan was meant to be hell. He went through hell to get it. Esav ran away in order to not suffer through it. And then they went down to Mitzrayim. And it was again, Goy mi kerev Goy. Vayitzeku el Adonai vayosem ha'fel b'nechem v'ena Mitzrayim. Vayove alavat ha'yam vayichaseyu. You saw. You saw the way that I did. You saw how much I cared. You saw my level of commitment. And then we had Sichon va'ot. And what happened? I wiped them out for you. Balak, Ban Zippor, with all business over there, Melech Moab. He comes along, Vayelachem Yisrael. Vayishlach, Vayikra Levil Am Ben Be'or, Lekalel Otchem. I'm not interested. He may be great for the Umot HaOlam. We have a special relationship. That special relationship revolves around this promise to you of Eretz Canaan, with everything that involves, with everything that Avram went through to get it, and starting a journey that began way before anybody was talking about Yerushas, way before anybody was even talking about children. It started as a spiritual quest. It was the first human being that I cared about on this planet. That I took him out and we worked together to get here. This is where we are today. You've got to understand that. So then you all come in, yeah, and everything's great. And don't think Bala Yericho was like a city. Bala Yericho was, as we mentioned earlier, was everybody. They all came because, as we learned earlier, Yericho was considered to be the Nigara, the Bariach of Eretz Yisrael. All of them had gone to Yericho. They knew if Yericho would be broken through, they were finished. This is not a small issue, Yericho. This was major. This was a world war, basically. Give it to you. And not only give it to you, I mean, we're talking about guided missiles, nanomachines that I use. No, seriously, this is what I use. This is like the latest technology is this thing. Seriously, this is the latest technology, is the Tzirah. You know that? It's developed only this year.
I didn't know that.
It was developed only this year. They created a mechanical Tzirah, which is guided.
It's
It's a wasp, but it's mechanical. What? Yeah, I mean it's a real wasp, except that it's controlled. They control it with like there's a radio control. But yeah,
wow.
There are also artificial ones. But anyway, so these things are great, you know. So I am. Yeah. So I use this, you know. You were talking about using 21st century armaments against these primitives. You know, it was really wonderful. So we're getting close. You know, this little hovering thing. You know, v'tigaresh otam mipnechem, shnei malchei amori, lo b'char b'cha v'lo b'kashtecha. Remember, we're sitting here in Shechem. Remember what Yaakov said about Shechem. Shelakachti miyad amori b'char b'yu b'kashti. They suffered. Let me tell you. The people who brought you here suffered. You guys have basically had a fun time compared to what they went through to get you here. So now, etein lechem eretz asher lo yagata, but you didn't do anything. Everything was given to you on a silver platter. You're sitting in these beautiful cities. You never built any of this. You're eating food that you never planted. So now what has happened? You've been born with silver spoons. That's what's happened. Here you are, sitting around on top of the world. It's no wonder you're a bunch of lazy no-goodniks. Because this is the story. No awareness of history. No willingness to fight. No suffering. Everything's been given to you. And I'm sitting here wondering why you're such a bunch of idiots.
It's a newspaper.
It's amazing. So I'm telling you right now, you know, yesterday we were talking about love. Well, today we're not talking about love anymore. Today we're talking about fear. None of this. Yes, of course, we're religious. We do all the mitzvahs. Everything is great. You guys, for all intents and purposes, are psychologically attached to where your forefathers came out of. You're closer to them than you are to your own forefathers. You're closer to Terach than you are to Avram.
Why is he saying this?
Because Lamaisa, same thing that Yaakov Avinu said, of course, today, Asirat Elohim Nechaim Mikirbukam, which he's going to paraphrase exactly.
Amazing.
Right? But I know where you're at. This is where you're at. You're talking about a historical journey of vast import that's going to change the whole nature of civilization. People that have learned to think for themselves, that don't go into this nonsense. It's not about religion, and it's not about doing what you got to do. This was serious, serious people, and it's about time for you to become serious. Now, when Yaakov Avinu realized it was time to become serious, it was from Shechem. That's what happened. He woke him up. He says, we're getting the hell out of here. And you're getting rid of all of your Avodah Zarah. And we're burying it. We're going to put it on Tachat Ha'aleh. And even though the Rishonim are Mazra, obviously it wasn't us or Avodah Zarah because the Goyim had already been Mavato and Shechem. So I don't want any connection to this kind of Mishigas. And of course, those were the Avodah Zarah that were found ultimately by the Kushim that went ahead now and Kusim and went ahead and worshipped it. It became Ha'grizim, Ha'eval. As Chazal tell us, that they used exactly that. That was the Yonah Matzulah and the same place by Shechem that Yaakov had buried. This is dangerous stuff. So it's time to get over this business. And that's where they went, that's where they left, that's where they came to Beit El, that's where they went back to Yitzchak. Up until then, they were also playing tiddlywinks, like you guys. This is what happened to Yaakov. You know, he's sitting over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is furious at him. You said you're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, you make a neder, you're going to come to Beit El, and now... Yeah, so it takes a couple of years. What's the big deal? 14 years! What have you guys been doing for the past 14 years? Exactly the same time, which ended in Shechem. Well, I'm taking you to Shechem. And therefore, I'm telling you right now, if you think that it's okay, but this is over, right? I mean, God promised Avram Avinu, he's giving us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. So, thank you very much, and see you later, alligator. Maybe that's what you think. I mean, that may be true. There may be some truth to that. In the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Moshe, after the Maisa Ego, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, look, you know what, I'm going to keep the promise I told Avram, I'm going to send him a territory, so I don't want to have anything to do with them. And they were crazy people. I'll send a Malach, take him a territory, so thanks a lot, see you later, alligator. Which is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes a big fuss about that. No, on that basis we're not going, and he made Panecha Hokim, and so on. Okay, I think we've come to the same position, says Yoshua. That's basically where we're at. In other words, you figure it's all over, we're brought into Eretz Yisrael, and now, great. No? So I'll tell you right now, Imra Beinechem Lavodat Adonai. So if you think that this is not a good idea, by all means, Bacharu Lachem Hayom Et Mita Avodun. Okay, who would you like to choose as a god? I mean, if it's all just a bunch of religious garbage, why don't we just choose one, you know? You always get Yashka Pipik, you got on your, maybe you like, you know, Shiva, I don't know who you like, Buddha, I mean, whatever you think is nice, you go ahead and just make the choice now. There's no reason for us to sit and suffer, you know? You want the Elohim, Asher Abdu Avotechem, Asher Beivra Anar, or maybe these new gods, the local gods. I mean, you live here, you might as well go in for the, you know, Ashtarot stuff and so on, and it's around here, you could choose that. Go right ahead.
Elohim.
So that's not Hashem. No, yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, this has been centuries in the making. They left these places. You understand what Avraham went through, what Yitzchak went through, what Yaakov went through, the people in Mitzrayim, to get away from all of this. Now come their little silver spoon, spoiled brat, great-grandchildren, who don't know anything about the world and who don't seem to give a damn. So what would you like to do at this point? Would you like to choose the local gods that you're used to? Or you want to go back to where you come from? I mean, roots, major issue, you know. We could do a TV program on what was back in Rukastim, and then you can start worshiping those gods. I'll tell you, whatever you guys decide, I mean, I don't really care. I know where I stand, but you guys have no idea where you stand. So if what you believe is that the deal is over, you can opt out. The deal's over. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought you into Eretz Yisrael, it was Mekayim, his Avtacha. You want to become Goyim? Become Goyim. Nieka Goyim, like in the days of Yechezkel. Nieka Goyim, that's what they said over there. They were careless, lazy, uninvolved, okay? This is not a joke. This is a serious offer. The raya is that when, in the days of Yechezkel, it says, Nieka Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Ha'olal Ruchachem Hayo Lo Tiyeh. So Chazal say, why Hayo Lo Tiyeh? Because Yoshua made you that offer, and you said no. So then that means that this was a real offer. So one way of understanding the relationship of the Bris to Avram Avinu is not that's because that's after the Yoshua. But if you want to opt out at this point, nobody's being mechayev of you to continue. Esav ran away. So there were lots of children that didn't stay with this thing. So he ran away. If you want to run away, you can run away. Vayana'am vayomer. What are you talking about, man? We are religious Jews. We go to Daven every day. We put on tefillin. I mean, why would we want to do that? We do this Pesach stuff. You know, we all eat mad. The kids come together. We have a Seder. I mean, it's really nice. It's a pretty darn good religion. It's worked very well for us. I mean, he's really taken good care of us. He's done a great job here in Israel. No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, he's been our God. Why should we change? You know, this is pretty good. So as the Malbim says, this is about the worst possible response that you could possibly give to that question. Not response, the understatement of the year. Are you saying we're not religious enough? No, we're very fine religious people. You're a bunch of idiots. I'm saying you're too religious. What's the matter with you? I don't think you get the message. It's like he's our God. Well, why, you know, he's our God. Why take another God? He's doing okay.
Default.
Push default. Mom is default, right? This is God by default. Total complacency. The history lesson is completely meaningless. So Yoshua says to them, I got news for you. this is not going to work. 100%, this is not going to work. Lo tuchlu la'avodet Adonai, you will not, with that attitude, ever succeed in worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about a God. You understand? We're talking about Elohim Kedoshimu. This is the only place where such a thing is mentioned. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a beautiful, beautiful medrash on Elohim Kedoshim. So there's all mice in the, it's Yerushalmi, really. All mice in the Yerushalmi, where a min comes in and says, well, you see, Elohim Kedoshim is Lashon Rabbim. So obviously, you know, there's more than one God. You know, so he says to the guy, you know how to read or not? It says, doesn't say Elohim Kedoshim Hema? It says Elohim Kedoshim Hu. So as usual in these circumstances, when the guy goes out, the Talmidim say, Rebbe, I mean, that's good for the idiot, you know, but what's the real answer? What do you mean, Elohim Kedoshim? So what are you going to tell us? Lanu Mata Meshiv. Amr of Yitzchak, what it means is Kadosh B'chol Mine Kedushas. The Amr of Yudin B'Shem Ravach, such a beautiful Yerushalmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Darkai B'Kedusha. He's going to bring a Pesach Rishwa. Diburai B'Kedusha. Yishuvai B'Kedusha. Chasifa Zroya B'Kedusha. Nereva Adir B'Kedusha. It says Elohim B'Kedesh Darkecha. Halichais Eli Malki B'Kedesh. Elohim Yashava Kisei Kacho. Elohim Diber B'Kacho. Chasaf Adinai Zroa Kacho. Norav Micha Moicha V'Elim Adinai Micha Moicha Neder B'Kedesh. It's all about Kedusha. And you guys are talking about religion. The whole point of Kedusha is clarity, specificity, relationship, concern, in which the slightest thing that's no good is just is going to destroy you. You really think that you're going to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, oh, yeah, he does good jobs of God, I think we'll keep him. You are headed towards disaster. Dedicated is the word. That's correct. That's it. Thank you. Kedusha means dedicated. And so, this is not going to work. No. I mean, he's an Elkanah who he gets very uptight about these issues. So, I mean, lo yisela pishachem lechatotechem, he's got no patience for people like you. So I definitely recommend Buddhism. It's a lot easier. And, yeah. Yeah. It's clean. Ki tazvu et Adonai vavatem lo hinechar v'shav v'ra lachem v'chila etchem achrei asher hitiv lachem. And you're saying he's doing pretty good so far, but he's not going to be doing pretty good very soon. Because the same way that he was doing pretty good in bringing you in, he's going to do horribly good in getting rid of you. So, v'yom ha'am yoshua lo. No. We mean ki et Adonai na'avod. No, we mean we're going to actually do this work over here. V'yom ha'am yoshua lo. Edim atem b'chem. Yetem b'chartem lachem et Adonai la'avodato. You're telling me You're acknowledging you were given a choice. You could pull out at this point, and you still, are you sure? Vayomer edim. Okay. So he says, Vata is siruat eloya nechar shebechem, bekir bechem, vehatu et levavchem al Adonai Elohei Yisrael. This, no more of this business of the weakness, the shvach, this rech of barzel. I've heard all this garbage. Now you're talking about doing a job. This being the brit that now holds and makes it the application of brit shel Avraham Avinu for all generations, shebechol dor v'dor emdim aleinu, v'yosen lo chok u'mishpat b'shem. So this was really serious. He was mesader chok u'mishpat in the Torah and in the incredible conclusion of Sefer Yoshua, which began with Moshe Avdi Mate, which the Gemara asks if Moshe Avdi Mate, who the heck wrote the words in the Sefer Torah that says Moshe Mate? Vayichtov Yoshua tadvorim ha'ela b'sefer Torat Elohim. He completed the closing words of the Torah at the last day of his life. So that the entire Sefer Yoshua brings us to the moment in which the bris that Moshe Rabbeinu had on the day of Nitzavim, at the Nitzavim Ayom, which went on now in the middle of the Yarden. Hold on, okay, I got my finger on the button. Are we accepting the brit of Arvut or not? You've got 10 seconds. Beep, beep, beep. Okay, so that was the beginning of the Avora into Eretz Yisrael, the Akomas Avonim that Moshe Rabbeinu had spoken about, and here, at last, this being, which were the Machlokas and Makas, is this a reference to Advarim Eilu B'Sefer Teras Elohim? It says he wrote a mamish in the Sefer Teras. That's got to be referring to the closing of the Dvarim. The other,
no, yeah.
Much more. It's 28 years later. Yeah, it's a machlokas. So this is a machlokas. So what about according to the other man, the Omar, who says Chas v'Shalom, Sefer Torah Chaser Klum? What does this mean? It means astonishingly, the parsha of Ari Miklat. By Daber Hashem El Yoshua Leimor, the parsha of Ari Miklat, which we were aimed on and pointed out that this is crazy. This is the Yerush Hazaretz, Azari Mikla. So he had to write that down. So I asked the Gemara, but then why does it say Sefer Torah Selakim? I mean, he wrote it in Sefer Yeshua, not in Sefer Torah. So therefore, that man, the Gemara says, Vayichtav Yoshua tadvorima ela aktuvim b'Sefer Torah Selakim. So in other words, that Yoshua needed to incorporate in his Sefer the Parsha of Ari Mikla, because that is the Chelik of Yerush Hazaretz Yisrael. Either way, it's done. Yeah, no, you weren't here for the
book. That's
yeah, it's another aspect, of course.
For him, it's easy to say why it's part of the rest of Nach, and it's part of the extension of the end.
Well, yeah, we'll say about that in a moment. Vayikach even gedola, vayikimea sham tachat ha'ala asher b'migdash Adonai. So this is amazing. This is exactly as Rashi brings, that Yeshomrim, this is the same tree. That was by Shem, Ha'ala. This is Shekatuv by Yaakov. Vayitzbonotam Yaakov Takat Allah. That's this week's verse.
With all the idols.
Yeah. And he says the same words. Word for word goes to Shem in order to establish the moment of true Knesset Arts where Yaakov Avinu also stopped being the boy with the silver spoon. That was the moment that the Meineket died. No more nursemaid. Right? And no more nursemaid. And now you're coming back to Pachad Yitzchak Avi, which is what he speaks of here. The Arbe is Arev. No, it wasn't. But since the Oren was here, the Rishonim say, obviously it says, if Ne Hashem. So that became now the presence of the Shekhinah as a Mikdash. Vayomer Yoshua El Kolam, Hinei Ha'Even Hazot Yelano La'ida. It's word for word. Ki Hi Shama'at Kol Imrei Adonai Asher Diber Imanu. This Evan heard, the Medrash asks, since when do Evans hear? So it says, well, you know, as Bar Kapora says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes an Eino Roya Roya, and a Roya Eino Roya, and an Eino Medaber Medaber, and Eino Shomea Shomea, and brings examples for each one. So Eino Roya Roya, Kola Amro Imata Kolot. You know, he couldn't do that. Eino Medaber Medaber, Vayiftach Hashem Es Piyaton. Eino Shomea Shomea, Hine Evan Azot Shama. Okay. So obviously there's a sense of holism here in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of Yisrael, and the presence of history, which lasts us through the Seder Shel Pesach of every single year. And this is the ultimate in Parshas Bikurim, in which the person comes in and he makes this announcement. This is the announcement of all Yisrael. He got it, the Ayom Lashem Elokecha Kivati Al Haaretz, and so on, and here are my first fruits, and I'm telling you, the Shvua Shenishbata Kiyamtia, and now we're going further. So this is Yeshua's taking Am Yisrael back into a bris in which they will not be Yerush Eretz Yisrael the way, Chalila, that Esav was Yerush Har Seir. Ki hi shamat kolim re'adu noya shediber imanu, v'aytavachem le'ida pentech hachashun be'elohechem. Now what's interesting is a moment ago, Yeshua said, Edim atem b'chem, which the Sifri points out. What is that supposed to be? How can a witness be a witness against himself?
Well, with the
Arvos,
the words, each one is a
name. But so then it's Dogea Hint. So they're all Nogim Bey Dissam. So where's the alternative Anim? So Omar Rabbi Meir, Kishahoyu Yisrael Zaka'im, Hayu Me'inim Batzma. All of the alternative Anis is only as last week's Haftarah, Sivavuni Bekach Ashefrayim. Once they know how to lie, they can't be Anim anymore. But before they know how to lie, so if they're Zaka'im, so then it's the very fact that I accept the Eidus makes it impossible for me to lie to myself. But all of this, of course, is part of the idea of learning to live without lying to yourself, which is Vekachas Avichai Me'evranar, because Terach Avi Avram V'Avinachor V'Yavdu Elohim Achirim is the ultimate lie. And it means you're not interested in going down to the bottom of life. V'Yishalach Yoshua Ta'am Ish L'Nachalato. And so at this point, after making this brit, everyone was sent to their particular nachala. Vayi acharei advarim ha'ela vayomot Yoshua binun eved Adonai. same lashon as is said by Moshe Rabbeinu, because as we've said again and again, this is indeed the closure of Moshe's life, not only the closure of Yoshua. Ben mea ve'eser shanim, the only reason he didn't live mea ve'esrim is because of the fact that he was nit'atzel in the Yerushas Haaretz. He was meant to live 120. And so he was buried in this other place. It's called Timnat Cheres in Shoftim. And one pshat is the Cheres is a way of referring to the sun. And it's a word that's used always for sun, Cheres. That they put a picture of the sun on his grave. So it should always be remembered, the moor with the eye, and name of Kai alone. So the Shemesh B'Givon Dom became the name of the place where he was buried.
In case of the pshat that the sun rose, was started just for him.
Yeah.
But he's known as, he's compared to the moon.
That's true. It's the sun and moon there, but that's the Peles, that since he had kayach over the sun, it's remarkable. It's that whole relationship that a moon should have a kayach over the sun.
We don't always have it, right?
No, I don't think so. Unless,
it was there.
Hmm?
That's in the village.
They claim it, isn't it? It's reliable.
I'll double check, but people go there.
No, I don't
people go there. In something Chirif, a related name.
Mitzvah, mm-hmm. There's a sign there.
Yeah.
Never Yoshua ben Nun. Mitzvon Lahar Gash. And this was to the north of the volcano. Now, what in the world? What is the north of the volcano? I mean, everybody asks. But we don't know what this place is. What is this, Bichlal? So, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that this was the further extension of the laziness of Klal Yisrael. That after Yoshua died, they were mitatzel in his hespedim. So kol ha-mitatzel be-hespedo shel chacham, so roi le-kovro be-chayav, because the har was geish alayim to bury all of them. Now there is a nice pirish in the Medrash in Kohelis, mit neima nitatzlu. That's terrible. Lefi, ba'isa shah nechlaka eretz Yisrael. Va'ita haluka chaviva aleihem biyoter. They loved eretz Yisrael and the haluka of eretz Yisrael so much. Yoter midai. It was even too much. Shahoyo Yisrael oskin b'malachtam. Zeh osek b'karmo, v'zeh osek b'sadeyu, v'zeh osek b'zeitav, v'zeh osek b'tchumo. Lefichach lo asu chesed im Yoshua. ולכך ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא להרעיש עליהם את העולם, והרגישו בו הכל, והודיעו את מיטתו. So it was the very fact that it sent them ish lenachalato that was the danger that ended up in greater atzlut. So he stands here as the man of history. And he's trying to give them a sense of the historic mission of Israel to carry on. And instead of it carrying on, they keep going back to the land. It's all about the Nachla, as if it's ended here. And of course, we know even the Nachla doesn't end until it's Nachla u'menucha. Vayikru oto begvul Nachla to b'timnat serach asher b'har Ephraim mitzvon hargash. Vayavod Yisrael at Adonai kol yimei Yehoshua v'chol yimei hazikkenim asher harichu yamim. Doesn't say shanim. Asher harichu yamim. And they were indeed, some learned, Rashi learns, they were punished for this atzlut in the Hesbet. That they weren't marich. Shanim. V'asher yadu et kol ma'asei Adonai asher asal Yisrael. Those who had known everything. And who were these people? Says the Medrash. These people were people like Eldad and Medad, the Levian, who had been completely reliable the entire time. The ones who were Malamid Yisrael all through the Midbar. The ones who were Tzadikim in Midbar, who had never worshipped the Egel, who were Nichshal and Meraglim. So there were Zekanim that knew everything because they indeed had survived. They were there. They had seen everything. The et atzmot Yosef asher halu b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim kavru b'shchem.
Only now.
It's not clear whether this is just the closure that is the closure of the Maisa in Shchem, which now is closed with Yehoshua, and we're just being modiyat, or whether we really see Yehoshua as being since he's the one that was gamer of the mitzvah, in a sense. So, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu took care of it the entire time, we learned from here that the one who's gamer of mitzvah is the one who's credited with that mitzvah. But that this may be indeed the driving force of Yoshua bringing them to Shechem, a stress on Malchus Beis Yosef that's going to be coming from Shechem. We spoke about this today, that Lamaisa Dina and Shimon end up creating the woman who will be the mother of Malchus Yosef. And that's the whole story in Mitzrayim. This is who he marries. So that comes from Shechem. It comes from the Maisa of Shechem itself. And therefore, we go over today's words of Yaakov Avinu, astonishingly. It's not just Stam, B'Shechem. It's B'chalkata Sadra Shekana Yaakov, Me'et B'nei Chamor, Avishchem, B'mea Kesita, V'ayul Ebnei Yosef L'Nachala. So we go all the way back to the Nesina of Eretz Yisrael to Yosef, to Yosef's children, which was a special place, which Yoshua just got finished saying, you didn't take anything. Boy, that's awfully telling words. Because there was only, and this the Ramban points out, there was only one piece of Eretz Yisrael that you could say, and that was Shechem, because of this war. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's all, that what Yoshua was telling Yosef is, this is all I can give you, because it's all that I really have. It's all that's really mine. And this should be the makom of your kfura. And so, this beautiful, beautiful medrash, the Gemara asks, why was he buried b'Shechem? Mishchem ganvu, that's where they stole him from. L'shchem nachzirot. So there's a beautiful, beautiful medrash that between Moshlim, Mashal, Ma davar dome, listim, nichnesu l'matef yayin. So listim come, they steal this, they go into a wine cellar, they steal this beautiful wine, they take out a barrel of wine, and they drink it. And now the police find them. So the owner comes and says, okay, I hope you enjoyed. You should have a good time with the wine. Now how about returning the barrel to the basement? Klal Yisrael got everything out of Yosef. It's time to put the barrel back. Now that his life is over, you took him from Shechem. You were nene from him in Shechem. He provided for you in Mitzrayim. You went through the Yom Suf with Yosef. Gave you all of the schuyes. Now put back the barrel. It's a fabulous marriage. And this is the closure. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. This is the closure of the book. So that the elements that allowed the continuing presence of the events of the Yetziah from Aram even, right? And Terach, and going back now, and Yaakov Avinu is going back and taking all of these children out of Terach, of Yavram and Avi Nachor, bringing the family of Nachor back. The reeve that allowed him to have Yitzchak, what he went through in order to get the Yerusha for Eretz Yisrael. All of these things close now with the burial of Yosef, with the loss of Elazar ben Aaron. The Elazar ben Aaron mate, Vayikbruoto b'givat Pinchas b'no, asher nitan lo b'har Ephraim. And now we are left basically bereft of that generation of the historians, so to speak, the original historians, who lived the historic mission of Yisrael, a mission that we've been discussing was the mission of Yaakov Avinu to go back, the mission to be able to incorporate both the pains of Yitzchak, the original Lech Lecha of Avram Avinu, and here, the first Ramazim to incipient Malchus, which of course is the very next book. That's the book of Yishai Yashar Bein Aviyase, the breakdown in all structure because of the loss of this central command, so to speak, a central vision, and the regrowth into a Malchus that comes from basically Yosef, Binyamin, and with all of its attendant problems, into ultimately Malchus Mashiach, which is also Merumas, in the same parsha of Lahalon Migdal Eder, which is the coin of David himself. The Migdal on one side, the Eder on the other side, that was his Monitin, and here now begins, tomorrow Bezrat Hashem, the beginning of the story of the incipient Malchus in which Ein Melech B'Yisrael, Yishai Yashar Be'enav Ya'aseh.
We know where he
got him. So in a sense, the story of Yoshua is a tragedy in that the Nar becomes the Zakeh. The Atzlus that he fights his entire life takes over the people that he's trying to give over his message to unsuccessfully, to the point where even after the bris and the acceptance, which lasts for 300 years, as Chazal point out, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, that this was such a beautiful thing that they did, that Yoshua's bracha kept them like children. He was makshev them, the Lashon HaMetrish, Tinokot Shobet Rabban, that are not Tayim Tam Chet. Kibonim al Shulchan Aviyah. 300 years. But Lamaisa, the historic vision that he was trying to give over as Meshur Abedu's Nar, didn't happen. To the point where it became personal, that he became Zakeh. He lost the extra years of life, and they were mitatzel in his kvur, on a personal level. So that he suffered of seeing his life unfulfilled, unfinished, and even in his death, was the victim of exactly the same atzlut that had overtaken him personally, and had overtaken the Am, which of course is exactly what we live with, the same silver spoon entitlement attitude of being an Eretz Yisrael. And it's fine, it's okay. You don't need too much of a commitment. Miracles happen for you. God does a good job. He's a good God, you know. So why not? We'll stick with him. So in a sense, the story of Yehoshua is a tragedy in that the Nar becomes the Zakeh. The Atzlus that he fights his entire life takes over the people that he's trying to give over his message to unsuccessfully, to the point where even after the bris and the acceptance, which lasts for 300 years, as Chazal point out, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, that this was such a beautiful thing that they did, that Yehoshua's bracha kept them like children. He was makshir them the lashon medrash kino tinokot beit rabban that are not tayim tam chet ki bonim al shulchan aviyah. 300 years, but lamaisa, the historic vision that he was trying to give over as Meshur Abedu's nar, didn't happen. To the point where it became personal that he became zakeh. He lost the extra years of life. And they were mitatzel in his kvur, on a personal level. So that he suffered of seeing his life unfulfilled, unfinished, and even in his death, was the victim of exactly the same atzlut that had overtaken him personally, and had overtaken the Am, which of course is exactly what we live with, the same silver spoon entitlement attitude of being an Eretz Yisrael. And it's fine, it's okay. You don't need too much of a commitment. Miracles happen for you. God does a good job. He's a good God, you know. So why not? We'll stick with him.